Today, the Pentagon is hosting a virtual meeting with military leaders from the nations actively providing weapons to Ukraine in the ongoing conflict. According to the Pentagon press secretary, the meeting will focus in large part around F-16s. In a Wednesday address posted to social media, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky boasted F-16s would soon be flying in the Ukrainian skies. Now, the meeting also comes after a major setback for the Ukrainians after Russian forces officially took the city of Bakhmut that Zelensky had once claimed vital to Ukraine in the fighting the Russian offensive. The news of the latest Russian victory clearly not good for Ukraine, who is now attempting to spin the news cycle to a small military move by a volunteer squad. However, the group called the Russian Legion of Freedom Fighters is claiming victory in a raid of the Russian border town Belgorod. The group held an official press conference yesterday where members touted the fact that they had made it across the border and back as a sign that Russia is weak and lacking in the resources to respond. But there's also the question of U.S. involvement, as U.S. equipment can be seen in the pictures of the raid. The Pentagon has denied involvement, doing so on Tuesday, but the White House backtracked yesterday, with spokesman John Kirby telling ABC the White House is investigating possible U.S. involvement. So what are we to believe here? These two headlines starkly contrast one another on the true nature of the Freedom Fighters' offensive. Joining us now to help digest and clarify all this information is a veteran of the CIA and the State Department, Mr. Larry Johnson. And as you know, we can't get to this conflict every day in the current crazy news cycle we live in, but you can stay up to date on the latest by going to Larry's blog at sonar21.com. Welcome, Larry. It's good to see you. This is kind of confusing. I think a lot of people, I went through to try to see what people are saying, and you can see a lot of propaganda out there. And I think people don't really know what to make of first the fall of Bakhmut, but also this Russian group, this group called the Russian Legion of Freedom Fighters, who did a very, you know, put a lot of publicity around their crossing of the border, the Russian border, and are now claiming a big victory. So what are we to make of it, Larry?
It's all propaganda. But the magician where he shows you the shiny object over here so you don't know what his right other hand is doing. That's exactly what's going on. They're trying to take away the bad taste, losing Bakhmut. Bakhmut was a battle that went on with Russia grinding down the Ukrainian forces. Over 100,000 casualties by the Ukrainians in that war. And they got beaten by a group they're described as recruited convicts. That's not the case. It's really they're a Russian military intelligence unit, the Wagner Group. They took that city with less than 50,000 troops. So in conventional military terms, normally a defending force like the Ukrainians would be able to hold off a force three times their size. But that's not what happened. It was the exact opposite. They got beat by a force that was one third their size. So immediately in the aftermath of their defeat, this operation was ginned up to run across the border and shoot off some guns and take some border posts. And then 70 of those people that went across the border got killed. And then to go back and say, oh, we won. So, okay. It doesn't change the outcome of the war in any facet whatsoever. And it's just a reminder that this is a Western show. The West does not want to acknowledge that with all of its military might and power and intelligence and so-called sophistication, we're getting beat. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, so you're on this, you think this is more of a psyop to spin the narrative.
Guarantee
I'm
it.
Interested in this Legion. So that brings us to the Russian Legion of Freedom Fighters, this group. And there's the question, the mixed messaging from the Pentagon and from the White House as to if the U.S. is involved in this. And we've seen the U.S. fund and support rebels all across the globe. Sometimes it goes very badly for us, right? It turns on us. So I want to know who these people are. And before I get to your answer, I want to play what the political leader for the group told the LBC about Putin and the ultimate goal for Ukraine and for who they say are, you know, Russian rebels. Because I wonder if this is telling to the true U.S. position. Let's take a listen.
Look, at the end of the day, this war would not end in Ukraine. This war can end only in Moscow. This war can end only when Putin's regime is replaced. And obviously, it would not be done by Ukrainians or by NATO forces, British forces, whatever. It would be done by Russians. Somebody needs to do it. We are very thankful for Ukrainians who are helping us in terms of training our forces and providing us with the necessary equipment. But it's our job. It's not fair if Ukrainians mm-hmm. would spill their blood for our freedom.
So how tied to this group possibly is the United States?
Totally. I mean, this guy is just a mouthpiece, a front. Putin enjoys support of over 70%, maybe 80% last time I saw a poll. So what the United States and the West, the whole NATO strategy has been counting upon the Russians to throw Putin out. And we've got, this is so childish. It's so immature on the part of the West that they think if they just replace one leader, then everything will be okay. Gee, how did that work in Libya? How did that work out in Panama? How did that work out in Iraq? How about Vietnam? You know, if you keep doing the same stupid thing over and over and you keep expecting a new outcome, you have defined insanity. And the U.S. policy is insane. This group was really, the passports that have been recovered shows they were all Ukrainian citizens. They were not Russian citizens. But even so, the thrust across the border was a complete psyop, a psychological operation designed to more influence Western public, Western media, Western press to think, oh boy, there really is maybe some opposition over there to Putin. Meanwhile, the Ukrainians continue to promise to mount a counteroffensive that never comes. The head of the Ukrainian army is in a hospital with holes drilled into his head from he suffered shrapnel wounds. He will not return to the battlefront. So Ukraine really is in very desperate situation. And this is, you know, we've seen this sort of operation before. You may not recall, but a year ago, they posted a video of the Ukrainians taking a border post up in the same area. And then later it turned out they had painted the border marker. It was a stick. And they carried it with them and planted it and said, "Say, we've crossed the border." So this is just more theater. Political theater is all it is.
So you don't think this always impending counteroffensive will ever come?
No,
I
don't.
I mean, really.
Well, they may actually launch some operations, and they're going to get a bunch of troops killed. What they're telling us is they've got 12 brigades, roughly. And we know that from the leaks of our old friend Jack Teixeira, the Air National Guardsman up in Massachusetts, that leaked information. So 12 brigades. If they're fully manned, that means 60,000 troops, 5,000 troops per brigade. In Bakhmut, the Ukrainians used over 120,000 troops, and they didn't prevail there. So explain to me how a force of 60,000 going up against a Russian force of over 200,000 is going to prevail. It is madness. It's one of these things that the West is pressing the Ukraine to carry out a counteroffensive so that they can say, see, we're making progress. Because right now, this is the most expensive war the United States has been involved with ever in terms of providing foreign support. We've spent more money in Ukraine in 1 year than we spent in Afghanistan over 20 years. Than we spend in Iraq. So, you know, we're just pouring money down a rat hole and the return is not coming.
Yeah, and that's something that the presidential candidate on the Democrat side, RFK Jr., is repeatedly pointing out as he does his media blitz as part of his campaign. Real quick, we only got about 15 seconds, but I do want to get to the fact that the U.S. has now said that there's a low level of confidence intelligence that Ukraine was behind the drone strike on Russia. Remember, originally a lot of these U.S. intel types said it was just a Russian operation, but now they're admitting that. Any significance to that?
No, it's one more lie. The United States was behind it, period.
Larry, we always appreciate you coming on and shooting straight. We appreciate it. And you can go to his blog again at sonar21.com if you want to get real information, not propaganda. Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Emerald.